Hi, everybody. My name's Jeff, and I'm an addict alcoholic. They asked me to come up here and talk about the traditions. And mind you, I wasn't their first choice. Their first choice went on vacation. The second choice was a delegate, and God knows we don't want them talking about the traditions. So they called me. Not that I know a lot about them either, but a little bit. Packer fans, check out the colors in here. Loving. Yes, a beer, $3 at a meeting. Check it out. I was always told that the worst meeting, you know, if it's a bad meeting, it's because they have a quarter barrel in the back. How about if we sell them for $3? Okay, the first tradition. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon the AA unity. I don't know if you guys ever seen these books. Hopefully those who are in service have seen these books and have read these books. The traditions are really important in our fellowship because they keep our fellowship alive. I was taught the traditions almost right off the bat, and I'm very grateful that I was taught the traditions right off the bat. And the first tradition is, of course, as important as the rest. And I just want to bring something up. First of all, in the first tradition in this book, they talk about somebody called Eddie Rickenbacker. You guys probably have no idea who that is. Neither did I until I looked it up online. And this guy was a World War I flying ace, and he was also a pilot, one of the first pilots for, I think it was Continental Airlines. But he was flying one time in a plane, and they crashed, outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And they all banded together. They all banded together, and they survived because they banded together. And that's what we do here, is we all band together and survive. And we have to do that. And the first tradition more or less talks about this idea of unity, how we get together and we stay unified. And how we don't have rules to stay unified. We don't have any laws or, you know, we have guidelines. We have things that are suggested that we follow, right? But we don't have this. CA police come in and say, hey, you're doing that wrong. I mean, we have some people that pretend they're CA police and say, hey, you're doing that wrong. And we have people who threaten to take us out of our meeting directories and shit, but hopefully we stand up and say, no, that's wrong. And we fight that. And even if we don't win, doesn't matter, we just stop contributing money. sorry. I might not be the best person to be on. So there's this idea. Well, how can we do this then? How do we keep, you know, we're obviously just like me. Most of you are very controversial people, and you love to do shit your own. I mean, stuff. Sorry, I am so sorry. Stuff your own way, and so how do we keep it together? Well, we have these things called the steps and the principles within the steps that we each have to work on our own. And by that, we develop this guide or this pathway to our higher power, which keeps us clean and sober, right? And we have to stay on that path. Otherwise, if we fail to stay on that path, we go out and we use again. It's really that simple. And so they give us these guidelines in the traditions, and it's the same concept. We have to follow these or we'll perish. We have to stay unified. We have to stay together. You know, I was at Summerfest really early in recovery. There was like a half a dozen of us were supposed to meet at this one gate at Summerfest, and we got there. Me and one friend, his name was John, got there early, or we got there when we got there. I think we were late, and the other four people that were supposed to meet us there weren't there. They had already left or they got the wrong gate or whatever. And so we went through the Summerfest and we ended up sitting at the old rock stage and listening to some band. I have no idea who it was, but they were really good, that I remember. And we're sitting up in the stands and all of a sudden, you know, start to smell the smell of pot. Just rolling across, and you start looking around you, and there's people drinking beers everywhere, all around us, you know. And me and John were sitting up there, and we're watching for a while, and we say, okay, we got to get out of here. And so we found our way down to the bottom of the, they were bleachers back then, and we're walking out in front of the bleachers to get out of this place, because it's starting to get really scary for us, because the obsession of the mind is starting to go, and, you know, and God knows back then I could have drank at any point. And John too, you know, he was as early in recovery as I was. And as we're walking out, all of a sudden somebody yells out my name. Hey, Jeff. And I look up and there's like a row of people, 8 or 9 people, all friends of mine from recovery. Wow, cool. Let's go up there, John. We go and we sit with these 8 or 9 people in recovery, right? And we start to enjoy this show, and they weren't the same people that we were supposed to meet there, by the way. They're totally different people from recovery. And we start talking to each other and saying how cool it was that we met, and the guy behind us taps me on the shoulder and says, and introduces himself, and he says, hey, I'm in AA. And he starts talking, and the line behind us is a bunch of people in AA. And then the people in front of us turn around and they start, and there's a bunch of people in front of us. So we had this little island in the middle of all of these drinkers and pot smokers, and we listened to this band and we had a great night. A great night. But we were unified. We had this group of people and we stuck together. And we all knew these principles and we all stood up for each other, you know? And that's what this is about. That's what this is about. We teach and we try to, people like me, hopefully, try to teach you, those who come in, how to stay clean and sober. You know, we band together. We stick together through anything. We can go through anything. Doesn't matter what it is. We can do anything. As long as we, you know, act on these principles. Act on these principles. And that's what the traditions are for the groups. The traditions are so important, you guys. I mean, so important. If you haven't got into the traditions yet and you got any time at all, open up these books, man. Find out what they mean to this fellowship, because they're really important to this fellowship. It's what helps us to survive. It's what keeps this alive. And that's all I got. See you.